Okay.
Right. Best behavior. So circularity, we've got the Summer Start Project, me and Ben have been riffing about it for the past few days. And basically it follows the format of the other campaigns we've had during the sort of thing so far. So Winter Wish last year, going into Wellbeing Wagon, going into Maker's Make, going into Motivation Months, and now Summer Start. So this is like the launch for that. And we thought that an interesting way of doing it would be to get people together who are into it and to talk about what we want to try and do, and then to see what that conversation sparks off, basically. So the whole point of Summer Start is, and Ben, you just cut in if I'm missing anything out, but
yeah, sure,
it's about creativity. It's about a creative project. It's about taking something on for you to complete. So you might have done some during your motivation months, you might have learned a particular skill, or you know, but through Maker's Make you might have created something or upcycled something that you know is kind of cool and all that sort of stuff. But there's this kind of myth that you're either creative or you aren't, and that's just not true. Everyone is creative. So it's like, how do we do that? How do we encourage people to be creative in their own way, in a safe kind of environment, and to explore something interesting? So what we thought was, the first iteration of it was like, oh, just wide open, just do something. And it's just too big. Like a lot of things when we first start sort of anything circularity, you go wide open and no one knows what to do with it. So what we thought was, is if we give each year kind of a theme that people can create something on, then, or a concept or a context, then it'll give people that idea. So I suppose probably the best way to introduce it would be if Ben and I talk through the Summer Start ideas that we've had, and obviously we give you guys a bit of a heads up on it, and if that sparked anything with you, we can talk about ideas that you've had, so that anyone who's watching this video can basically hear that and go, all right, I get it now, and do it with. So people are exploring it through a conversation rather than it being a website or a web page or a blurb or a, like something that feels like marketing. It's like, no, it's just a conversation, it's just a chat, and hopefully people will get the idea from there. So 2020, Journey is the concept or context or theme or whatever you want to call it. And it's about trying to create something, anything, because that's as narrow or as wide as you want to take it. So you might have already had an idea or had something you wanted to do. And it's about having that as a frame to help you to do it. Initially, Ben and I went through ideas which I was already doing and I was trying to shoehorn it in. It's like, I've had this idea, I want to do that, and then tried to shoehorn it in. It's like, no, because that's really false. You know, take the theme and build from that rather than trying to like turn something you're already doing into that, if that makes sense, because that's a bit lazy.
It's not really a summer start if you don't start something.
No there we go. That was
I can tell Ben had that conversation with you already.
Yeah, not quite as eloquent.
So, I mean, shall I start with mine?
Yeah, man.
All right, and then pass through, and then to Ben's, and then we'll just see where the conversation goes. So, I wanted to create a film because I've been like, not through any kind of design. So, through kind of this period of lockdown, I've just found myself making videos for Riding the Low and for different things, and for some of the other work stuff I'm involved in. So I've been learning how to do that on the fly, basically, sort of finding out how to do stuff and then trying to do it. So I wanted to create a film, but I wanted it to be like a journey through the woods, because obviously Timber Festival didn't happen this year. And there was something that really amazing about that particular woodland and walking through the woods, basically. And what I wanted, the original idea was to live score that. So to capture the video, to edit it, and then to live stream it with me composing music on the fly as it goes. But I think actually what I want to do instead is create a conceptual piece which follows a journey through the woods. And the music that's generated isn't done live, because it can be done in layers. And I fancy doing a few different layers to it. So synthesizers, kind of ambient sounds, all that sort of stuff. But then also to live record some audio from the woods, perhaps not while I'm walking because you get footsteps and stuff, but like bird sounds and leaves and wind and all that sort of stuff. And then to kind of add that to the like layers of the video, and then to improvise like a soundscape based on what's there. So like off the audio and off the existing visual of the walk round, that would inspire where the music goes, if that makes sense. So it is kind of pretty improvisational, but it's layered and it's not like on the fly performing live, if that makes sense. And then the idea is starts on the first of the month, August, starts on the 1st of August, goes through to the end of August, 31st of August, everyone submits what they've done through social media or whatever, with the Summer Star hashtag. So you've got that month to do it, crack on, get something done. It comes out on that 31st, everyone shares. That's kind of the idea. Ben had this awesome idea of what happens if you do the walk where you end up is where you started from. So the journey is that progressive, that circular sort of loop where you end up back at the start. And somehow there's like a visual or audio signifier for that, which I thought was quite cool. That's the washer. So yeah, that's my...
You could do something in movement.
Is it what?
The washer, is it reversing?
Yeah, it's reversing, yeah.
It's making the clothes dirty.
Cyclical loop.
Yeah. What was that, Rob?
So you could do something in movements, like a classical piece. So something I did at uni for my final piece was, like you were talking about, we restricted it to pentatonic scale and we played the guitar in different ways. And the first movement was just one way. The second movement added another way. So they were both restricted to how they could play the instrument and what notes they could use. The third piece added a different way. But then the fourth piece, we didn't do it live. We cheated. We pre-recorded a rehearsal and then mixed it live. But you could build those pieces. So you did your recorded pieces up front. And then as part of the video showing, you could use the pieces from the first two or three movements to then mix live. So you still get your live element that you really wanted. But you
use, and it's about blending it in. That's not far off that Gavin Bryars thing, isn't it, with the Jesus Blood? That he had that singing on it and then basically improvised a cyclic movement around it and built it as he went. So yeah, that's really cool. Cheers, man. That's wicked. But that's the other reason why this chat is so awesome, because everyone gets to sort of say what their idea is and then we could all feed in, oh yeah, but you could try that, you could try that, you could try that. And that's just brilliant. And that's how it's come to where it's got to so far, because originally it was very different to that. And it might change again, but it's through that connection to you guys and those conversations that it can. So cool. Ben, do you want to do yours?
Yeah, sure. Just beforehand, I just want to sort of like clarify for those wondering that aren't perhaps considered, that don't perhaps consider themselves creatively minded. It doesn't have to be a form of medium. It could be you build something. It could be you start up a business. It could be anything. That's what this whole start thing is about, and creating that, even if it's not with a paintbrush or music or anything like that. It can be you physically taking something from point A to point B and having point B to show for it for that month.
Yeah. I thought the video you guys shared of Ethan Hawke really expressed that well. Him and his brother both going to see Top Gun and both being creatively inspired to go away and do something. He was inspired to go away and be an actor, and his brother was inspired to be creative in leadership and in the military. So it covers a wide spectrum of things, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So my project, obviously, like as a career, I'm a personal trainer, but my specialism is calisthenics, which is bodyweight training. And one of my biggest obstacles for not even like in a business sense, but just in general conversation, is trying to communicate exactly what it is. So I thought that perhaps my project could be centered around that, utilizing both my skill set of calisthenics, but also my skill set of music. So I've got like quite a lot of different inspirations to draw from. There's like a really good cinematic piece by a guy called Simon Sturr, and he does like these incredible movements in these beautiful landscape backgrounds and that kind of stuff. But me and Chris were riffing, and it's sort of like we agreed that it kind of took the wow factor of what it was that he was doing, because his background, the context that he was in, was similarly as awesome and captivating. So one of the ideas was to get me doing certain things, but with a completely contrasting background, something that's very dull, something that's very, I don't know, like derelict and that kind of thing, and then get me doing the movement and the movement being the center of the focus, alongside this sort of showreel of different movements and that kind of thing. It'll be a journey of progression. So not just doing the crazy stuff that you see me posting on Instagram and all that sort of stuff. It'll take you from the very basic, so like an evolution of man style portrayal of what it is that I do. But similarly, I'm going to draw from All We Do by, hang on, oh, what's the name now? I did this the other day, didn't I? Let me just find the song. There's a song called All We Do by O Wonder. And there's a YouTube video that goes with it, and it's basically like that song, but then a series of interviews of people talking about life and what it means to be human. So I'm drawing from that and sort of pitching it to different individuals, maybe some of note, but then others just from the general public and friends and that kind of thing, to try and get their idea of like what is movement. So with this visual of taking this sort of evolutionary concept of movement, and then getting all these individual takes on what movement is, and overlaying that as sort of subtext underneath with the music and the visual, to then create something that's hopefully takes the viewer and the listener on a journey through that sort of spectrum, I guess. That's the whole idea for that journey.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Thank you. And I hope I've communicated that well. it's very conceptual, but yeah I'm very excited for it, because like much like Chris, obviously for my job and that kind of thing, like I film myself doing things, but it'd be really nice to get like a cinematic angle to it, because a lot of what I do is just set up on a tripod and then I'll go in and post produce it however, but to actually like follow and get set angles and all that sort of stuff.
You want some trolleys and some pans and stuff.
Yeah, or maybe just Chris chasing me with a gimbal. to film me, not just to hit me over the head with. But yes.
We're creating a horror film based on calisthenics then.
Yes. It's called The Planch.
the Ben Witch Project.
Yeah, the Ben Witch Project. That is eerie. But yeah, that's...
Yeah,
that's,
but that's that, the other part of it is the thing where, you know, we're probably both going to help each other throughout those conversations. So one of the ideas is that sometimes it's hard to like be creative on your own, in terms of you hit a bit of a wall and then you're not sure where to go next. And actually just by turning it into a wee conversation and having a chat with somebody else, all of a sudden the idea comes to life. And you know, cause you're bouncing off each other and stuff like that, and you'd be fine on your own otherwise. So there's different ways of like, you know, collaborating as well. So we talk about it being, you know, a project that everyone does, but actually if we help each other doing them, that'd be really good. It doesn't have to just be us. If people are watching this video going, I'll do that, I'll get involved in that, and they want to get involved and, you know, share with other people, and then all of a sudden this thing grows then, doesn't it?
Yeah, I took it that we were going to involve other people. I can't do mine without other people.
Yeah, no, of course.
Well, I can, but it wouldn't be as good.
Just off the back of that real quick before we pass it on, I've just had another idea for yours, Chris, and it would make it a lot more complicated and probably take a lot longer, but you know Black Mirror Bandersnatch, where it gives you two options?
Oh yeah,
maybe your journey could have forks in the road and you take them down a different option, which then provides a different soundscape to what they do before, but that'd involve a lot of animation and all that sort of stuff. But
that's next year, mate.
Yeah, next year's project. Love
that's 90s DVD menus, that is. Yeah. Go left, go right.
It's just like Disney sing-along at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the aesthetic. Yeah, definitely.
For your piece, Ben, what jumped to mind when you were talking about the visual scape that you wanted to get, is there some way of looking at either in nature, or if you want to be more industrial, machines that do the movements that you're
that was another thing that me and Chris were talking about, because when I went away like on a little log cabin nice thing, I managed to build like parallettes out of twigs and things. So yeah, we're thinking along those lines, and maybe even have the dichotomy of industrial and nature side by side. That'd be pretty cool.
Was Rob not mentioning, sorry Rob, did you mean like find a machine, like if you're doing a handstand push-up going like that, finding a machine that does, the same movement thing. Yeah. And like pan it so
like a piston that comes over each time and just keeps doing that.
Yeah, and then like offset it with Zen stones that are like stacked up and balanced in certain ways and have me doing a balance thing. Yeah, definitely. That was 100% where I wanted to go.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Thank you. Hopefully it will be.
So, I mean, with you know, kind of launched this kind of chat on everyone really, but it could be that people have, you know, had an idea now. It could be that the idea comes between now and the 1st of August. It could be halfway through August. So there's no set time to be inspired, if that makes sense. But I think if you're just thinking about that journeys concept, and, you know, you've got something that's sparking off, then...
I've got an idea from 18 years ago.
Yeah.
Fits in. It was supposed to be my final piece at university, and then I didn't bother doing it. I just did something else last minute because I'd forgot. Doesn't sound like me. Oh, yeah. But yeah. So I think it's a bit much to do this time. So I've got a simpler thing I thought about when you guys were talking about this before. So the bigger piece is finding somebody who's willing to give over everything to do with that. And this was a bit easier 18 years ago because there wasn't social media, but it was more around everything you do that day, somebody, the person subject to it is, agrees to have everything monitored and hand over a diary of their day. So every text they have coming in and going out, they hand over. That all goes into a block. We request the CCTV from where they've walked, where they've been for that day, so that you can then follow a digital 24 hours of their journey through their life. So everything, you can look at them, everything they've interacted on like Facebook, Twitter, every tweet they've sent, every message they've sent in WhatsApp or whatever pops up and comes in at different screens and different sets. The original idea, obviously 18 years ago, was far simpler in that it was around CCTV following somebody through the day just to show how much we can actually be present in our the conversation. Then was around how CCTV was getting quite intrusive. It's a lot further along than it was back then, but it was around that journey of people being technically in their own movie every day because they're filmed constantly, and how you could get hold of all that information for them. But I think to find somebody who's willing to do that, to then, because I have no idea of how to set up the feeds and work through the information. So I think that's something maybe for next year's one, because I think there's multiple angles you can come at that one. The one I'm probably going to do for this year is more around, there's a piece of music called Logan's Loop that I shared in the group by Andrew Bird, because I absolutely adore the soundtrack from the Young Pope and the New Pope. I think the song choices and the musical choices in that were just sublime. And it's just a short 1 minute, 9 seconds of quite perky music. And I've got two different angles to play it at, in that the music is a complete dichotomy to the actual conversation that's happening. And it's a more around somebody who's being visited about loss, and the on screen is quite sad, but the music's quite jaunty and it's quite moving. Or to actually go with what the music puts into your head in the first instance, and it's quite upbeat and quite moving pieces around that people are having a better time. But again, it's going to need input because it's, I haven't written a treatment for it or anything. That's it, I'll stop waffling now.
So are you thinking of like taking the audio and then
nothing
sort of
but having the audio? I'm not changing the audio, not doing anything. I'm going to film some visuals. That is the soundtrack too. It's 1 minute, 9 seconds. The video will be no longer than 1 minute, 9 seconds. It will be from the start of that violin being plucked to the end of that violin being plucked.
So why not, instead of considering 1:09 as like a standalone start to finish piece of video that happens for a conversation, why not have both elements of those and have the grief conversation and then ending up at that happy conversation? So taking the journey of the grieving process through your 1:09 with like little snapshots of different elements. So like denial, anger, all these different things to then end up at that upbeat thing that the original context gives you. Why not like do that, have both? You don't necessarily have to choose, or do both.
Yeah, I'd started going down the route of actually filming both as well and having like the complete opposites and seeing how people experienced the music based on what they were watching as well.
Yeah, I just got like you know the intro to Up when when he loses his wife, and it's all the same music, but it just takes you through that journey of the process. That's where my mind was going at that point, but no, wicked. That sounds really cool.
That's great. That's a good, yeah, definitely a good start point. I mean, the three of us so far who've spoken about video and like creating a piece of media, but I think, Sophie, I think your initial journey idea was somewhere a bit different, wasn't it, from what you were messaging about?
I mean, the medium in which I'm going to be documenting it would be video, but that would purely just be the way in which it's recorded. So my idea was going on a journey, and literally before you said the theme, Chris, today, I'd written down on this piece of paper, makeup journey. And then when you said the theme is journeys, that's why I went, oh my God, I'm psychic. So I wanted to do a makeup journey because I'm interested in makeup, but I'm not trained in it. I'm not massively skilled in it. And this is a perfect opportunity for me to really dive into some special effects stuff and some really specialist skills. And I've already asked the community to give me their favourite cartoons just by like a Facebook status. And they've given me a GIF of their favourite cartoons listed down. And I figured that I could record myself learning these skills. I could even make it a little bit comedic. I don't know, every once in a while dropping a brush and going, for God's sake. And like showing all the emotions of that journey, like the happiness and the frustration and like wiping everything off and starting again. And then eventually come into like a final piece, which is based on my favourite cartoon and like creating a whole look based on that. And just creating, I don't know, maybe like a short film or short video, or like even like a documentary style thing, like vlogging, like I've had to go to the shop because I haven't got any of this, and like, you know, going through the whole process. That's about as far as I've gotten with it, because I was hoping you guys might be able to, I don't know, tell me what you think for that.
The key thing that you've got with yours, which is different to those that have been spoken about, is that you can actually capture in some way the journey of the journey, if that makes sense. So it's almost a little bit meta, and you've got the process of doing the makeup, the process of and telling the story of that and the journey of that. So that's really cool. Yeah.
I just find that with like a lot of, because I follow a lot of beauty influencers, and you know, you see these amazing creations that they can make. You see the end product, you see an edited tutorial where it's all very, oh, hey guys, welcome back to my channel. This is what I'm doing today. Not a lot of them show the moment where they're like, oh, I've just messed up and I've got to do that all again. And it took me 2 hours like to do this. Like, do you know what I mean? And just like the human in it, I want to inject the human experience back into it, I guess. So that's what I wanted to capture through the whole thing. What does everybody think?
It sounds wicked.
Sounds good to me.
It does.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. It's very much, I think, the style that you've done your videos on Facebook before. I think that sort of thing with an expanded universe of the behind the scenes is very personable already. So it's kind of just then, this is the day of the life. The Kardashians, but with makeup.
Well, I was thinking as well, more delving into, like I said, like more special effects type stuff. So not just like beauty, I'm talking like contemporary creative, like you know, changing the shape of my face and like making myself look like a monster and just like really delving into every level of it, not just, so here's a look that you can go to the shop in. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I use the Kardashians as a reference, having never watched it.
Oh, well.
I just know it's reality TV. That's about it.
But yeah, so.
That's wicked. So just being mindful and conscious of like launching it on everyone. Steve, is there anything that you've been thinking about for the authors yet?
I mean, obviously, I put the thing on sort of Facebook, what I was thinking about, but that's kind of more what I'm already doing. I guess for me with that, it's because I never really finish anything. You know, I write loads of demos of songs, but never actually go through the whole process. And like I said, I've never really collaborated with someone where we create something from start to finish together. So that's still an option. But something I was thinking about just kind of while we were talking is, you know better than anyone, Chris, my mental health has been through the roof a little bit recently. You know, real highs, real lows, some days like just buzzing, other days just not being arsed and stuff like that. And I haven't picked a camera up for quite a while. So what I'm considering doing is 30 self-portraits every day throughout August from start to finish, just showing the journey of a month in my life. And my facial expressions will just explain how I'm feeling. It will be one shot set to music as a slide reel. One day I could be laughing, one day I could be smiling, one day I could be crying. But it's just to explain that, do you know what? I portray myself as the happiest man on earth. I'm always laughing, I'm always joking, I'm always cracking jokes. But for everybody else to go, well, actually, that's not the real me. And I guess that's kind of what I'm thinking of doing.
I've just got shivers. I've honestly got shivers because I think there's so many people that could relate to that.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's really, really good. Yeah, I feel like physically got shivers off that, mate. I think that's a wonderful idea. I think that's, yeah. And don't lose track of the other one, because the other idea was brilliant as well.
Yeah.
But as you say, I think like with me, you know, I was going to go down this trip as something musical and, you know, producing stuff. And it's something that's the journey I'm on anyway. So it's quite nice to veer off and take a different path.
I just need someone who can play the guitar, can produce, can sing, can mix, who's willing to collaborate with me. And I just don't know anyone. Do you know what I mean?
I can't think of anybody.
No, it doesn't honestly, spring to
when
mind.
When we go running, whenever I mention it, he runs faster.
He's just trying to show you the right rhythm, the BPM.
Yeah. I've heard Dan Baker can play guitar quite well.
He can.
I mean, that's what we're talking about, to be fair.
Rob.
Yeah.
I just had an idea for you. What about if you wanted to do the whole day in the life of somebody thing, going back to that? What if you were to attach stuff like heart monitors to people?
Oh, yeah.
Record like heartbeats and like not just the data as in like texts, but like the physical biological data of the day, temperatures and heart rates and that sort of thing. And Would that be of interest?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this is the thing of 18 years ago, I had a really good think about it, because it was sitting down with a tutor and going, well, this is kind of my idea. This is where it's at. But that was technologically 18 years ago. You type a heart monitor, the only way you were getting a heart monitor at that stage was if you went into the hospital because you got a problem. It wasn't 12 quid from Amazon to stick something on your arm. So yeah, this and that's why I think it's probably a thing for next year, because I think there's all these things I need to speak to people like yourself and others to understand the wider capabilities of what that actual piece of, because there's that app data as well. Let's talk about not just social media and stuff. Everything you do on an app is sent away. Can you request that? Can you get any of that data back to understand what packages of data have been sent, what emails you sent, all that sort of stuff? And again, back then, I mean, I'd only had a mobile phone, 99, 2000, something like that. So I know other people had bricks before then that they carried around with them and did whatnot. But back then, I used to remember 30 phone numbers. And I doubt you meet anybody now that remembers that many numbers, because they've just got a mobile phone. They've just got all the numbers in. So it's a completely different world now that there's a lot more to get into. Yeah. that, all that data. Yeah, I need to find somebody who can play guitar and mix and is willing to have the self-recorded.
I've heard Dan Baker's pretty good.
Yeah, he's going to be watching this, going, "You." just off the back of that, Rob, for yours, I had this idea that when you were describing it, saying like going through a day in the life of, and how it was all about that person being present. So maybe instead of having it like as a technological thing, just have it as like a GoPro strapped to someone's chest, going through their day, going through their journey of their day, and then have like, you know, in the Matrix where he's like, where everything stops because Neo's looking at the woman with the red dress, and then he turns around, there's an agent right in his face. Yeah. Maybe have it a bit like that, where throughout this journey, you physically planted things happening in like the periphery that this person wouldn't notice just going through their journey, and then have like a rewind, reloop, and then like expand on those things and tilt the focus into those areas, perhaps to signify how lost we are in our technology and how we're always looking down at our phones and all that sort of thing and not really paying attention to what's happening around us. Like that was kind of what I was thinking off the back of that. But I mean, obviously
this is why it needs a lot more work than the 30 days they're gonna give.
Sounded like Derren Brown, Ben. Some proper Derren Brown
stuff. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. But that is life. That is life, isn't it? You don't really tend to notice all these things.
All the bits around you, yeah. Mm. Yeah, there's a few things like that we talked about. We talked about doing a homeless project as well. So talking about building a journey for people to go through so they get to experience and come into a space where it's an evening's event, but the food that's on is like from a soup kitchen. You move into a space, you've got that Gavin Bryars piece that Chris was talking about earlier playing out in a room, which is then has interviews and recordings with homeless people about their experiences, and is quite loud and invasive. And then there's the way you get into that is through certain elements, and there's a few different things from installation point of view that I've been thinking of recently. But it's again getting into that space of, it's that summer start, isn't it? It's just to start being creative again. Mm. Give yourself as that Ethan Hunt. I keep going back to that video because I said to Chris, I think that encapsulates a lot of what we try to do with circularity, is give people that permission to be creative, to be community thought-based, bringing people in and being that we. So yeah, it's I think it's a good starting place.
And that's the thing exactly, I think, that sort of summarizes the whole summer start thing, is that, you know, you're going to fail. That's the whole point of the creative process, and accepting that gives you permission to begin, I think. And so many people stop themselves before they've even started because of that fear of that failure. And like everyone during this conversation has failed creatively at some point in their life, and it's those failures and those little mishaps and rejigs and edits and things that we do that bring out the best, that bring out these finalized products and projects. But it's not without that other, it's not without that soundboard, without that conversation as we've had today, that these things come into fruition and come to become the best that they can be.
That's a very good Star Trek episode. They're really, really good. There's a few good Star Trek episodes, but this one's where Picard is talking about how Q gives him the option of, I can't remember the title of the episode, but basically pulling on those threads because he didn't like something he did he thought he was reckless in his youth and it caused problems. And essentially, Nanu. So he started pulling on those threads, and what he found was those mistakes that he made were what made him into the great captain and the person he was. Because if you hadn't made those mistakes, you don't learn from it. I'm better in relationships for the relationships I had when I was younger that didn't end well, because I learned from those experiences to be either better in myself, more aware of things that might be happening in the relationship, or more open to listening or doing different things, or whatever it might be. But you don't get to that learning place. If I look back at what I was like at 16, 17, 18, there'd be a lot of advice I'd be giving to myself probably quite patronising and condescending to myself, telling me, "No, you don't want to act like that. You're an idiot. Stop doing that." But if you don't go on that journey, you don't learn that. I get what you're saying. It's that, go and watch Star Trek, people. That's my message there.
It's really weird, all this, because when I was in the photography group that we had a couple of years back, I had an idea then called A Day in the Life, but it was about swaddling coat, because the way I see swad is, and I've lived here all my life, is there's loads of history of swad because it was a mining town and all of the history points towards it being a mining town, but no one really knows what swad is for what it is now. So you literally do that. There's a group of people with cameras and you go out early doors in the morning, maybe on a market day, and you just go to different areas and you all take photos, and then it all gets edited the same way by somebody and then just put into a little book, a little coffee table book that just shows what SWAT is today from what it used to be and the evolution of where it's gone to from what it was.
Just to point to another local photographer / artist person, Keith Barlow. He does absolutely splendid photography of like people in Burton Town Centre. Cool. I'm just looking through them now, actually. Like, I don't know if you can see, but he just literally grabs snapshots of people in the street. That maybe that's someone to touch base with, if that's...
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He's such a nice guy as well. So that's worth a shout out. Keith, if you're watching, please do a summer start project.
There's also... There'll be a ruck of local people, Steve, that I've been sort of connected with fairly recently, like on work projects or community projects in the local area, that I think would hear your projects and go, "Yeah, let's do it then," you know, and really want to push the button on that. So again, I hope that lot are watching. Definitely. So yeah, definitely. I think that could come to life quite easily. You know, pick a day, go and capture it. I mean, to be honest, I think that's partially one of the reasons why I wanted to do the woodland walk idea, because the idea behind that is you know, we've got the most beautiful woodland in our local area, and you know, no one knows it's there, and it's
incredible. We're supposed to be the heart of the country, aren't we?
National Forest, guys.
Yeah, that's literally the heart of the country.
our country has a heart.
Yeah. It's on life support at the minute.
I know. Don't sell it off, please.
But yeah, I'm sure Boris is watching this. So sort yourself out, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, mate.
Hello, Nancy. Oh yeah, I just realised Nancy can't hear.
We're all waving anyway, it's all good.
She's all right. So do you think we've got it? Do you think we've got somewhere to go from?
I think so. I think just reinforcing the key points, really, of having the cut-off date to be the 31st of August, was it? Or the 30th?
Does that exist? Is it
a 30th? It's a 30th, yeah. So having the cut-off date to be that, the theme being journeys.
31.
There's a 31st in October. There's an October as well, but there is an August.
30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest of the month.
There we go. So the 31st
Bank
of August.
Holidays, isn't it? Are there that many days in a month? 365 days in a year? I don't believe you. What are you talking about?
Get it ready for the 30th, and then unleash on the 31st. Then we've got both days.
Boom. Because nobody hits a deadline. Come on, let's be honest.
Is this going to be the release date of what we've done?
Not necessarily. It's just more because obviously there's going to be people with ongoing projects like businesses or enterprises or installations. It's more just going to be like the showcase day. So if you have a physical thing that you can't pick up and take to a space, then take photos and videos of it and then either send it to us or upload it, and we'll try and get it on Circularity and maybe Library and that kind of thing when
yeah, that's exactly where my head was going, Ben, was something in the hub is to put these on show, whether that's 31 portraits of Steve. We might have to make them a bit smaller to get them on the walls. We haven't got that many walls.
Just turn it into wallpaper that goes around the room.
Oh, there you go. You
fantastic.
I just have little bits on a dado rail, just blue tack.
Well, you see, with your bit as well, Steve, I was thinking, why don't you could create a little Instagram that you don't actually connect to anybody else, so that on the day, so that the process isn't interfered with by people going, are you all right, mate, by looking at the photo. It allows you to take an honest photo every day that's not connected to anybody, that you can then connect to people at the end of the month.
Yeah,
and the picture's been posted each day anyway. So it goes out, but you've then got that history that people can look back at that 31 things. There was a really good article I read about somebody had found this thing where the guy had died, and what they found was that he took a photo every day, not of himself, but of just his family and the spaces around him, much like that idea around taking a photo of SWOD and stuff. But he'd literally taken a photo of his life in New York every day since like 1960 something. And he had this project where he'd done that every day. And the family then set up a website that you could go to, because he hadn't intended to do that, but they did that afterwards and set up a website where you could go and look at a photo for every day. Do we want to set up, and when I say we, I mean somebody who's organised and does stuff. Post.
Dan Baker.
Thank you for that. People can sort of see that as the lifting of Excalibur to rally round and, right, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and post about it, that we can then bring them into the folders and have some conversations with them during the month to see if they need any support or they want to get people involved, bring the rest of the community into it.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? Because anyone watching this is watching us talking about it, thinking, oh, that's good, yeah. Not realising they can do it themselves. And just to reiterate that, the whole point of this is for anyone to do it. Mm-hmm. Start of August, kick it off 1st of August, 34th of August have it done, 31st of August, chuck it out.
Why don't we just use a hashtag summer start, and anybody that wants to talk about it can use the hashtag, and then people can find other people via that hashtag. And then connect
amazing.
With others.
Journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to reinforce, the theme is journey or journeys.
Cool.
Sweet.
So hashtag summer start, hashtag journey, hashtag summer start journey.
Hashtag don't stop believing.
Yeah. Hashtag Dan, whoever's good at playing guitar that we just said.
Hashtag Dan Baker.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Wicked.
Right. Have we got it, do you think?
I think
everyone
so.
Happy? Good to rock and roll? Great. All right. Well, we'll put this out as a video on YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram, all the places. And we'll also put it out, maybe we'll get the audio extracted and do it as a podcast as well. Because then that's an extra podcast, a bonus one.
Yay. Save it for my month and that's me done.
I was about to say that, Rob.
Nice.
Wicked.
One.
All right, rock and roll. Nice one.
Having said that, for the video, if anybody's watching and you do want to get involved in the podcast and you do want to talk to somebody or make one and be involved, do contact us as well.
Sweet.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye.